The Minoan site of Zomynthos is strategically positioned high in the northern foothills of Mount Ida, Psilorytis, at an elevation of 1,187 meters, roughly midway between the village of Anogia and the renowned Idaean cave. First identified systematically in 1982 by Yanis Sakellarakis, the site is dominated by an exceptionally large central building spanning about 1,600 square meters, making it the largest known Minoan rural villa. This structure, along with a surrounding settlement, flourished primarily during the Neopalatial period, showcasing sophisticated architectural elements typically associated with Minoan palaces. As an archaeological site, Zomynthos holds considerable significance due to the remarkable preservation of its central building, which stands several meters high in places and retains features like a specific orientation and wall recesses seen in major palaces. The discovery of a ceramic workshop within the building provides crucial chronological data, particularly regarding the site's destruction towards the end of the late Minoan 1A phase, potentially linked to the Thera eruption. Its location in a relatively unspoiled mountainous landscape also makes it an important site for regional sightseeing, offering a unique glimpse into the Minoan environment and its connection to the nearby sacred Idaean cave. Likely a major destination for pilgrims passing through or near Zomynthos. Zomynthos was well integrated into the wider Minoan world, situated at a crossroads of ancient routes that connected it to important centers such as Tylissos, Sklavokampos, and ultimately the major palatial center of Knossos. This strategic placement suggests it played a key role within the Minoan villa system, likely functioning as an administrative and economic hub for controlling the mountainous region's resources such as timber and pastoral products, especially sheep, possibly on behalf of Knossos. Its existence highlights the extent of Minoan influence and organization, reaching even into the high-altitude zones of Crete and managing access to significant religious sites like the Idaean cave.